First, I would like to greet two visitors from Slovenia. There are two ladies. Please stand up. From Slovenia. Thank you. They come here to visit their friends. They come for a holiday. So we wish you all the best. So Slovenia, they speak what language you speak? Slovenian. I don't know any word about Slovenian. Anyway, I like the course. Today, there are three readings. No? The second reading, although it's not, not so much on the theme of the Mass today, but I like the words of St. James. St. James is the cousin of Jesus, and he is the first bishop of Jerusalem. And with Peter himself, he welcomed Paul coming from the diaspora, and they give them report. And the first council of Jerusalem, also James was present. But in simple words, the theme of today is very simple. From the book, it says, be doers of the word. We have so many words, but with so much action. But by this time, James says, be doers of the word. The word is not just word, but the word of God means the gospel. The gospel, the word of gospel is life. It's very hard to explain how be so lively unless you live it. I remember many times when I was a student, I worked as a volunteer in different, not hospital, but kind of hostels for the old age people. In one summertime, I was working in England, in London, working as a volunteer work. In fact, it's in Treasure Home, home for the home aged. There was one gentleman. He's a good man, but also he was kind of expecting people very much. So when I went to that room, that ward, and my colleagues warned me, be careful of this gentleman. He used to complain to our superior. That means the head nurse. So with this in mind, when I enter his room, with much care to look after him. But that's not a good intention. Just be careful. That's not love. In fact, this man asked many particular things. It's annoying. It's true. On one hand, he is annoying us. But on the other hand, how I can love this person is difficult. At times, I'm quite naughty because I have to feed him. So at times, I feed him faster so that he can swallow faster. Like a kid, you do one spoonful, he keep in his mouth. Until you put the second, then he swallow the first. So I try to first, second, third. It's kind of naughty things, and I did the naughty things. But after some time, the word of God come to my mind. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So you have to think, if Jesus is there, dare I feed him in this battle speed faster and faster, I won't. So I recollect a little bit. I stop that speed and slowly, slowly. And remember the word of Jesus, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So with a normal, moderate speed. Funny thing, when I went out of the room, I heard him calling out, Peter, he can't speak much. Peter, thank you. I never heard this man saying any words. I wasn't introduced to him that I'm called Peter. But he thanked me. then I remind, I remember, because I try to live to see Jesus in him. So he was so much, it kind of moved. And he say his thanks. He seldom talk because he was is from the Second World War. His backbone was all hurt, and then he cannot move, cannot speak. But with this experience, this is my one of the first experience to do this. Another small experience. I was studying in an international school in Rome. There are many different nationalities. One evening, I came down to the grand hall, and I saw a group of companions, all Africans. They were playing with the African music, and someone was playing the drums. And that my classmate asked me, "Peter, can you hold my drum so that you can play more freely?" I thought I can hold for some minutes. After some minutes, I want to go. What excuse? I have no excuse because I come down just for relaxation. If I tell him I have to go up to study, I cheat myself. I'm not studying. But in order to get out, I should have told him, I'm going to study, but I cannot cheat myself. So I hold his drum for the whole night. This is one of the second experience. Maybe you said useless to hold the drum for others, but still, the word of Jesus is still strong in me. Whatever you do to the least, do to me. If Jesus is inviting me to stay with him for an hour, will I? I will. The same. Not the little things. And that's what St. James says. Be doers of the word of God. We need the Holy Spirit to inspire each moment what is right and what is wrong. Like I'm not telling you the drum for a whole night. I'm not telling you to do other things. But the moment comes, you feel it's a calling of Jesus to do this thing for this person. Do it wholeheartedly. Don't hesitate. You have the Holy Spirit within you. And that's what we are living, this Word of God. Word of God is just coming from afar. It's from your heart. It's the Holy Spirit. By the time I was working in England, it's the Holy Spirit inspiring me. Whatever you do to the knees, you do to me. And Jesus promised, I send the Holy Spirit come among you to make you understand what I said before. So Jesus, maybe he said many, many times his words, but that time, the Holy Spirit, give me the light, give me the strength. So let us pray for each one another, that we can always be the doers of the word. And this is a message of St. James, the first bishop of Jerusalem.